Blog Talk Radio.
To American Psychosis Radio, and I am your host, Jory Rowe. I'm glad you've chosen to listen to me and leave everyone else alone, as it is Valentine's Day today. Well, no Valentine for me, but we're going to talk a lot tonight in this half hour on this show with me and guest Harley W.A. of Pekin, Illinois, will be tonight's show guest, and I'm very excited to have Harley on. I will give you examples as well as ask questions for the guests. If there's phone calls, there's phone calls. If there's not, there's not. No big deal there. The show from last Sunday will be redone at a later date, just to footnote that, missed due to computer issues. But we're going to get our show on the road and on a roll tonight with talking about relationships and rejection. I could relate to both. But I could relate to one or the other more than anything goes. So, Harley, what do you know about relationships and rejection, just for your input?
Relationships are usually made of two people that love each other. Sometimes people talk. And people who say, oh, we love me.
Some people can't take that harsh two-letter word very lightly, can they? They don't take it. They take it to heart. I take it to heart, very much so. And have you ever found yourself ever having to take no to heart?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, quite a bit. I understand. Yeah, I know where you're coming from there. And as far as relationships go, I have broken relationships down into three categories: good, slutty, and, well, I won't say the third one, but can you relate to anything that I just said there about relationships? I mean, you taught me this one, Harley. You taught me what marriage means, and marriage means trapped, right, you know? I mean, let me just put you on the spot, since you're the first debut guest on my show. Do you at any time feel like you're trapped knowing that your wife is standing in the kitchen of the studio and is standing there holding two middle fingers up at you and wanted me too? You know, do you ever feel trapped? Any time?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, now, his wife is standing over there with a blank look on her face while she's cooking, and I'm like, you know, and she's like giving that, well, F-U-C-K-Y-O-U look, you know.
Dash,
word, better name for it, there you go. But, you know, I'm not very experienced on relationships, and the reason why, and I was told I had a right to be this way, is I'm picky. I mean, and my mom says you have a right to be picky. You know, if you're going to get invest your time into somebody, it's got to be with somebody you're going to want to be with.
But see, there's a difference between a relationship and marriage, okay? Marriage, the reason why it's attractive is just you're with the same woman for the rest of your life. Now, it costs you to get married, it doesn't cost more to get divorced, it doesn't happen. Okay?
Exactly.
In a relationship and deciding to divorce the girlfriend, you can win any time. Once you're married, there's more values in that marriage.
Well, it's a union. It's taking two separate lives and making a union of one life. Yeah, exactly. And they say once things are formed together into one, it's hard to divide. But I've seen long court battles of husbands and wives getting divorced. Long court battles fighting over the most futile things.
But you know, you have children and stuff. I mean, that really hurts. Keep born because they're fighting over.
If you're dating her, you get to have sex with her for free. But anyone else has to pay, and the boyfriend of her has to allow her to do that. And I'm like, no, you're not going to do that in my house. There's just no way.
Yeah,
without mentioning any names, it's the same girl that...
Blondie.
Yes, exactly, that one. Yeah, well, there was a blondie and then there was a redhead. And that was kind of ironic because I'm a redhead. So, you know, it all goes concurrently with the same type of behavior that's displayed by each one, that you could classify them as a hoe or a slut. But I have had the worst luck with rejection. I mean, I got violently mad at somebody once. And it wasn't merely because I was rejected. It was merely because the woman had turned her son loose on me about it, because I asked her for a date. And I'm like, wow, I can't believe this. I said, I can't date anybody. I can't get anybody to say, well, yeah, I'll go out with you on a date, Jory. You know, and the older I get, I guess it's supposed to mean this, that the older I get, it merely anymore doesn't matter, because I think back and look at all the bad, that if it could have came with me dating her or the other two that were in my life that I shuffled out the door, but my computer screen just disappeared here. There we go. And anyway, we're coming up on the middle of the show. We got 18 minutes left to broadcast, and what we're going to do is we're going to just keep talking back and forth until we reach the 15-minute mark for a silent break. You're on American Psychosis Radio with your host, Jory Rowe. Now, Harley, you didn't tell me much about rejection. What's your viewpoints on it? What the question I'm asking is, what can be learned by rejection? Do you have any insight or anything like that you want to fill me in on?
Oh, for rejection, you know, you got certain things that you have to look at. You have to look at the baggage of the person. Does she have children? What is she looking for? What are you looking for?
Things have to be typically taken into consideration and a great deal of, especially if there's baggage like children.
And, you know, how is her ass? Is he violent? Does there be a problem that she's still living with, that still contact me? You know, you have to look at that aspect, because if she still has contact, she ain't really looking for anybody, think about it. If she's still with him, why is she looking for that? You know, I was so bad he's done, yes.
Yeah, I've seen episodes of that show on TV. It's a really good show.
Right, I still look at my ass, and he says, she's my partner. Well, what the hell you did on the show? And so, you know, are you still looking for a sugar daddy, or do you just want somebody that,
I know a lot of women that are the type that rely on sugar daddies. You know, these are old farts. And typically a sugar daddy is an old fart. A rich old fart. He drives something better than a green Ford Explorer with dollar signs painted on it.
It's in the back.
Yeah, there you go. You know, very good analogy there to use for such. But, shifting focus back to relationships, because that's part of what tonight's show is all about. Exactly. It'd be a good topic for a good show one night. South Side Radio. Or the South Side Lot Lizard. Corner Lizard, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, I'm going by what my experiences were. And as far as relationships, none of which that I would call a relationship lasted very long, because the one girl that I was kind of sort of seeing, the most last one, the redheaded one, I mean, you typically get the kind that just appear like they don't know what they want. And she was. I mean, she's on Social Security disability, and she wants to eat expensive lobster on a fish stick budget, or she wants to drink wine on a beer budget, so to speak. And most women to me, and this is just purely my experience and what I saw, that have you ever heard of the typical gold digger?
Oh, yeah.
And have you ever had any experience with gold diggers?
Yeah.
Other than, I ain't going to say your wife. Other than the woman that you were telling me about that you met online one time that had you send her toilet paper or something.
She sent me
something. Oh, she sent you toilet paper. Okay.
She made,
I bet she wasn't very covert about that, was she?
She said twice.
Well.
I mean, you know, let's put it online then. They're not looking for parties.
Yeah.
They're looking for the character I play online. They're looking for the wolf.
That's right.
Okay. They're making this internet thing, the Halloween, the wolf character I play, the alpha and fail thing. The thing now is some, you know, superstar and stuff. I just think they're online because I think it's a fan for them for the people that are on there.
Exactly, because you can't, I mean, even if they're providing a picture, because we got to stop for a silent break real quick, so I'll force this out in one whole sentence as fast as I can. You know, even if they're pictures up there, how do you know that's the real person? Because I'm going to tell you about a guy that I used to drive cab with a long time ago and what he did, and this here will flip your lid kind of like. So when we come back on American Psychosis Radio Open Topic with Jordy and guest Harley from Pekin, Illinois, we will talk more about relationships and rejection right after this. All right, this is Jordy Rowe here, your host back on our Psychosis Radio Open Topic with me and guest Harley W.H. I still have a hard time rattling that name off. Okay. But I have to, and my mind works so in mysterious ways. I either have to get things off the top of my head as I'm thinking about them, or I'm going to forget them. It's typically called the brain fart. Well, I used to drive a cab here in central Illinois back in 2003, which would have made it 13 years ago. And there was this one guy that my boss, Sammy, he was just hired idiots and disgusting people, you know. And he hired this one guy, and he was into incest porn. He would bring these smut books and leave them in the desk in the cab office. And I said, man, this is not something you keep at work, you know. You need to do this at home, read it at home, or wherever else, but not here. Well, he was showing me pictures of these beautiful women, because we were talking about online relationships and such. And online relationships, in my opinion, are just futile. They don't really work. Now, the ones that do work are of the very few ones that do. And I'm sitting right here in front of an example of an online relationship that came to life and is working, called Harley and Michelle. Yeah, I've got to do it. I just had to do it. But anyway, going back to this guy that drove the cab with us, okay, he showed me these beautiful pictures of beautiful women. And he says, she's coming up this weekend to see me. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, did you send him a picture of you with your thick, horn-rimmed glasses, scruffy beard, missing rotten teeth out of your head, and you smell like you haven't showered in 2 weeks? Well, let's say at the least she did come up and took one look at him, and she was back on the plane heading back where she came from. I mean, it's just that. I said, man, you couldn't tell me that was going to work, could you? I mean, really, you know. And I've dealt with many types of women that I don't really like. And,
didn't they want a painting, was
it? No.
I didn't know.
But she was a pig. She weighed about 450 pounds, and she wanted me, thought that she was going to get me to move to Kentucky with her. And I'm like, the hell, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to Kentucky with these damn women. I said, you're on something. I mean, have you ever had an experience like that where you just had somebody that wanted you that you didn't want back. All right, and you know, have you ever had a problem with somebody that wanted you that you just couldn't stand? You know, they were fantasizing about some big relationship with you, and it didn't work.
Oh yeah, I went to this wedding one time for a girl named Stephanie Angel, and she wasn't either one of those. She was 70, but she was, you know, saying, you know, you come see me and I'll be with you forever and I'll still have you. You come back 3 days later and we're not together no more. And she found something new. But, and then she just fall at your baby. I really think you have to have sex to have a baby.
Yeah, because there's no such thing as an immaculate conception.
Okay, well, she had a immaculate conception. We never slept together.
Did she really have a baby, though?
Yeah, too.
She had a tumor. So it was one of those. I forgot what they call it. I know what that's called. I don't know what it's called, but I get the idea. But we got 7 minutes left in the show, and we're going to talk more about this Valentine's Day. And somebody, the producer of the show, just came up and whispered into my ear what that's called. It's called a phantom pregnancy. I know what it's called, but it's more called this in animals. It's called a pseudo-pregnancy. And am I right? Just not. If I'm right, yeah, that's what I thought. I was right. But, you know, I mean, things like that, you know, and some women, and I would be willing to bet men do it too. In fact, I'll just go ahead and say men do it too, that when they don't get what they want, they yell rape or they yell something to try to get you in trouble. And I've seen plenty of people that their lives have been turned upside down, like on the show network, LNN, on cable and satellite. They got a show on there called My Crazy Ex. And you watched that. Have you watched it?
I've seen trailers.
You saw trailers of it. Okay. I've seen the show at my neighbor's house at home. I've seen the neighbor. I mean, and some of these people, and I'm not just narrowing it down to women. I mean, we're talking men and women both as well. And some of the stuff that they do to each other is just so damn bizarre that, I mean, how could you not kill them and bury them in an unmarked grave? I mean, just how could you not do that?
A lot of this BS.
You have to see the show. It's called My Crazy Ex on LNN.
It's a lot of BS, too.
Exactly. And no, but these are true stories. They're not BS. These are actually true stories.
True stories that things they fight over and ask for do each other. They're not that someone that cared about.
No. Well, it's like calling a girl that you wanted to date that won't date you. That's like calling her a slut.
Oh.
Yeah, and you know.
Worse.
And I'm going to step up to the plate. That I've been guilty of that, you know, calling women names that I've wanted to date, and because they won't date me, I just think you love them, so it's bittersweet. That's what you say. Okay, we're down to 4 minutes and 48 seconds.
Somebody,
the
sequel guy, that
it
up.
I'm pretty sure the listeners out there, if there's any live concurrent listeners listening, they would know what we mean. Okay, we're going to take another short silent break, and then we're going to come back and salutate what we talked about tonight very briefly, and we're going to end it until next Sunday. Now, when we were talking about phantom pregnancy during the break, that's what it's called in humans. I did mention that, and when the producer just whispered that in my ear because she was listening to what we were talking about. But pseudo-pregnancy, like in animals, it's when the animal, when she thinks that she's pregnant and she's preparing to have a litter of babies. Typically, I've heard this in a perfect example, rather, in rabbits. And human beings, it can the effects can be different. The effects can be, you know, largely different. And when you get pseudo-pregnancy or whatever, we're now talking about pregnancy, we're down to the last minute and a half in the show. But so I'm just going to just cut it off right there. We did a good job tonight, Harley. Thank you very much for being on the show tonight. And we will be back next Sunday for in memory of, of David Bowie. We're going to do an autobiography on him next show. As well as sometime during the week, we're going to schedule last Sunday's show. And I am looking on says that, and we're going to fit that in sometime in the upcoming week. So that broadcast will be scheduled first, and when that's done, then we'll be regular scheduled programming for the next Sunday's worth of show and continuing every Sunday at 10 p.m. So this is Jory Rowe and Harley Osberry. Thank you very much for listening to us